Science is amazing. Scientists have shaped and defined our world. But science isn't perfect. Our technological advances have damaged the planet. And the world has big, structural, systemic, and social problems that science alone cannot resolve. Wicked problems, poorly defined, with multiple causes and no clear solutions. To grapple with these wicked problems, we need to embrace ways of knowing that go beyond science. Unfortunately, the arts and humanities are a kind of yin to science's yang. Artists, scholars, and philosophers are brilliant at exploring and articulating different ways of seeing and feeling, different ways of being, and different ways of knowing. One of their key intellectual ingredients is the philosophy of interpretivism. Interpretivism emphasizes the importance of subjectivity and interpretation in making sense of the world. Interpretivism offers a complementary approach, a different epistemology to the logical positivism that tends to characterize science and its radical offshoot, scientism. Whereas scientism contends that only science reveals the truth, interpretivism recognizes that diverse opinions, beliefs, and values combine to shape our realities.
The world looks very different from up here.
It acknowledges contradictions, confusion, controversies, and even chaos.
Call this uncanny maze of mimicry and doubling the mirror world.
With a foundation in interpretivism, the arts and humanities bring strategies for identifying and describing the dynamics of wicked problems. But the arts and humanities also have limits. They are principally disciplines of reflection, retrospection, and rhetoric. Their insights take time to channel back into the currents of society. Meanwhile, the world is changing faster than ever. We need to take urgent action to tackle the big dynamic problems of today.
This is a dangerous time.
Wicked problems call for radical action and agile, creative interventions.